Remember that feeling.
Welcome to Power Dynamic.
I'm Brittany Barrett.
This is Lucas O'Keefe.
And that's Lucas O'Keefe, the other one.
That's the other one.
The other one. And welcome to our podcast. We still don't know what the title means. And yes, I am going to say that every single time.
But we've been getting a lot of shout-outs recently.
We have. There's been lots of documentaries discussing sexual abuse.
And for some reason...
And they keep dropping our podcast name.
Which is weird. I don't know if they've heard it. I don't know where it fits in. We haven't gotten any kind of like deposition or
hello,
subpoena.
Free publicity, you know?
Yeah,
we
super
haven't had to
weird.
Pay anybody.
All these victims of sexual abuse seem to listen to our podcast. It's real weird. Maybe we should reevaluate our target audience. I don't know. We'll check with our demographics.
Really dig on it. Yeah. And then we'll remember that feeling.
Yes, we will. We'll check with our agents about the demos, and we'll get back to you.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing really good.
We've had a fun last few days.
We have. We've been having a lot of fun recently, and we haven't been doing anything particularly interesting. We've just been happier. We have,
won't
however.
Want you to be happier.
Please don't. We don't need to do this every episode where you sing and I tell you not to sing. As I was saying, we recently Damn. Made a very special purchase, and that purchase was the 3 DVD pack of all the 50 Shades movies.
The 3 DVD
unrated.
So just it's just a general tit that the general public couldn't handle.
Yeah. Honestly, It was just honestly a Dick Root shot, and then like maybe an extra lingering shot of his of Christian thrusting into Anna. That was about it.
Yeah.
But we bought it, and it's I was gonna say something hyperbolic.
It's a good
the
read.
Best purchase we've ever made, but it's a lot of fun having these DVDs because they're super fun.
Well, here's something me and you have in common that I'm glad we do because it'd be a huge problem if we didn't. We both like to rewatch things we've seen over and over and over again. I've met people that don't want to do that are like, why would I watch something that I've seen before?
Well, for comfort's sake.
I know. We both like to watch the things we like over and over and over again.
I think
it's kind of like how. You find a food you like and you eat it over and over and over again.
Because
like, why would you do something?
Well, I don't like a lot of foods, but I think people with anxiety, like you and I both definitely have generalized anxiety disorder.
What do you mean? I'm the most stable. Are you kidding me?
Every time
anything goes down, I'm like a rock.
As I was saying, I think you don't get inconvenienced by minor things ever.
No, anytime anything goes down. I told you, I'm like the picture of stability. I'm always there for everybody, and I don't ever bring my own stuff
into
it.
You're not ever a raging narcissist, and you make it about you.
No, and like, all I do is listen.
For example, if there was ever a situation where we were both anxious, you would like demand that your anxiety is fixed first. Like that, it's funny. I came up with that on the spot.
Yeah.
But as I was saying, I think people with anxiety like to watch movies that they're familiar with because it's soothing knowing what's going to happen. That's just what I've read, is that people with a propensity for anxiety like to rewatch movies because it's comforting knowing what's going to happen, because a lot of anxiety is anticipating a fear and not being able to control what's going to happen or not knowing what's going to happen. So it's nice.
Right.
Which is why, like, sometimes people will literally tell me about movies, or I'll watch a trailer and I'll go, fuck, like, I don't want to spend 2 hours waiting for what's going to happen. I'll literally just go Google the plot. Like, your mother recently, Victoria, Vicky, if you're out there, your mother mentioned a movie called Pieces of a Woman, which is getting a lot of buzz right now. And I watched the trailer, and I found the trailer to be very upsetting because it's a drama and I guess a thriller. There's just a lot of, like, what happened? And I watched a clip, and I was like, shit, what happens? But I didn't have the patience to watch the full movie, so I literally just Googled it and looked at the plot so I could calm down.
Yeah,
it was making me too anxious not knowing what was going to happen, and I don't regret it.
So we've been watching these movies in 50 order, Shades movies. 50 Shades.
And we were watching the bonus features.
50 darker. 50
gradients of shade.
And then
there's 50 Shades of Grey, 50 Shades Darker, and 50 Shades Freed.
Yeah, so we've been watching those three in order over and over again.
Yeah, and then we've been trying to watch the copious amounts, far too much, behind the scenes features.
There's so much special features.
There's way too much.
And in case you're wondering if they put anything interesting into the special features, like was Jamie, you know, like what their genitals looked like when they were filming the scenes, or like
they were covered by cock socks.
In case you were wondering,
socks.
In case you're wondering if any of the stuff you actually want to know about was covered in the special features, the answer is no.
The special features are just essentially, it's just essentially propaganda.
Yes.
For the movie.
Well, it's kind of
like, not in the fun way.
It's kind of like how, you know, I've talked to you about this. I don't know if I've mentioned it on the podcast, but it's kind of like,
what?
I used to watch a lot of shows like on Discovery Channel and TLC, and what these shows are it's their version of a freak show.
Mm-hmm.
And they watch, and make no mistake, that's what these shows are. They pawn it off as like, come watch this girl with two heads do her makeup. But these shows, people get titillated by weird stuff. It's actually pretty insidious.
But it's like an old-timey, it's like what would be an old-timey, like, circus, Barnum Circus freak show, right? That's what you're saying? Okay.
I mean, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. It's worse than that. It's these shows that they know for a fact people are watching to go, thank God I'm not them. That's why these shows exist.
That's what an old-timey circusy, quote-unquote freak show was.
Those old freak shows, there was like a whimsy to it. But these are like, watch the two-headed girl try to date. And, you know, I didn't make these shows. This is just what I've observed about the shows. It's like, this person's 300 pounds, and then there's footage of them walking downstairs. And in these shows, they pawn it off as like, look at this glimpse into another person's life. Isn't this interesting? But really,
it's not.
Right. It's for the same reason that people watch Catfish. You don't watch Catfish to gain data on the damages of catfishing. You watch Catfish to go, wow, thank God I'm not that dumbass. And I didn't make these. This is not my intention. This is my observation on the world around me. So, but what I noticed about these shows, like one time I was watching like Animal Planet, and this trailer came up with these two girls, one girl with two heads, and they would like turn their heads and face each other and go, I'm Amy and I'm Natalie, and I'm like, what the fuck? Can this come with a warning before you air like a two-headed person? Either way, it was scary as shit, especially I was like stoned and there's like two-headed person came on. But so anyway, what I noticed about these shows is that they never air the interesting stuff you actually want to see. They're like, oh, this is how they do their eyelashes. I'm like, I don't want to see that. Like, what about, you know what I mean? What if they're like dating someone?
They're not going to show how they give oral sex to their partner.
But you just
like,
point out exactly sure, what the thing that everyone's interested in.
It doesn't matter.
In.
It's still TLC. But honestly, that's why girls like that get TikTok. They're like, so I know I have a show on TLC and I am going to... Like, I literally just watched a TikTok of a girl who's paralyzed below the waist. And she literally, the video...
That's pretty normal.
No.
Paraplegic?
Well, that's the point. But she literally was like, since every single motherfucker keeps asking me these like kind of, you know, not inappropriate questions, but like
personal.
Really personal questions that she's like really tired of answering. She did one video where she talks about all the stuff that people are wondering. Right.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why I like TikTok. That's the stuff. You can't like air a thing like that and then hold back on all the information that we actually want to know.
It's still TLC.
Yeah, but TLC airs 48 hours later or whatever.
Yeah, but
TLC airs dead bodies, footage of like dead bodies. They can't air like, this is what happens when one of them wants to date a guy and the other one doesn't like
TLC
him.
TLC is still owned by like the Discovery Channel, and the Discovery Channel is still like a family channel.
I know. It's just, this is the information everybody watches the show for.
Sure, but...
You don't watch the two-headed girl to be like, this is how she brushes her teeth.
I mean, you know, I imagine I would still wonder, like, so how does she brush her teeth? How do they drive a car? How do they date? What does their Tinder profile look like? I'm still interested in those basic
things. All amazing
things.
Questions.
I'm still interested in those basic things. They for sure show that on the show. I don't even know how we got on this topic. Was there a point to this?
We were just talking about why were we talking about television shows?
I have no idea. We were talking about 50 Shades and how enjoyable the 50 Shades movies are.
Oh, I was talking about how in the special features they don't include the stuff that I actually want to know. They're like, this is where Jamie Dornan's family's from. I don't care. I want to know what it looked like when they were, you know what I mean? And there's so many instances where they don't talk about the shit that I actually want to know.
Okay.
I want to watch the 2,000-pound person crush a toilet. I don't want to watch like this is what their diet's like. I mean, what? Let me guess their diet. Do they eat a lot?
Well, spoiler alert, in no special features of any movie or DVD or whatever, are they ever going to show you how a sex scene is filmed? It's a closed set. It's not going to happen.
I know, but that is so interesting. I understand special features are propaganda.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. And maybe you can Google that. And there's like some seedy little interview where they're like, so what was it like filming sex scenes? But even then.
Only in New Zealand.
But even then, it's the same answer. It's, you know, it was a closed set. We felt really safe. And I really appreciated the director for making me. Safe is always the word they like to use. And we shot them all last, and there was approximately a person and a half on the set. And Jamie makes me feel really safe, and the director made me feel safe, and that's it. That's all you're going to get.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, as a guy, if I would feel more comfortable shooting an intense graphic sex scene with a woman director or a male director.
Yes.
As a guy.
Well, you definitely would. I could tell you that.
Wait, I didn't make a decision. Who would I feel more comfortable with?
A female director.
You think so? Why?
Well, you have really... not intense, but you have problems with being vulnerable around men, being naked around men, and that's just you're just basically a product of the society that you grew up in. So I imagine that when it comes down, you don't need to scoff at that.
No,
and
I
that's
wasn't.
Not me generalizing.
I was just thinking.
Like,
I wasn't scoffing.
That's based off what you've told me. That's based off your relationship
with
men.
You think it's societal?
Yes, 100%. And that's based off there's. You know, I've compiled this information, or I've compiled this decision, or how I feel based off your life and knowing you for a very long time. My point is that at the end of the day, there's a reason why you only confide in women, and why your past relationships who have been female, you've basically made them your therapist and your mom. You truly only feel comfortable being vulnerable around women. So at the end of the day, you would be like, I really feel uncomfortable, and you would need a woman there just to make you feel calm and comfortable and safe. And I think you would feel like there was a possibility of being taken advantage of, or like someone doesn't have your best interest at heart. And a woman director,
not taking advantage of, but the best interest thing. Yeah.
I mean, the reality is that directors will manipulate you to get the best shot and the best emotion at the cost of your well-being.
Yeah, and I have a really bad habit of shutting down if I feel like I'm being manipulated.
Exactly. So you'd need somebody who's going to be there to support you.
Yeah.
And it just
positive
like, and whether or not in this hypothetical situation, whether or not this female director actually is this way is a whole other thing. But I just feel like it would be another extra added cushion.
Yeah.
And you would just feel a little bit. This is such a
funny
scenario we're talking about.
Why not acting with a female director?
I just
director?
Feel like you'd feel better.
I think I would. This plays into perfectly. I remember. I mean, I tried to play football. Like classic rah-rah football.
Mm-hmm.
I have all through sports my whole life, I never responded well to the version
at.
Of coaching, which is a guy screaming in your face. That's never something I responded well to. I responded a lot better in other sports, like, you know, whatever, soccer, rugby, basketball, things that are less kill the other team. And
that's so lame.
Because in football, I don't know if it's because you have pads or it's a culture around it, but in football, it is the other team is your enemy. They will rape your mother. Go and kill them.
That's so funny. Literally
the culture. But I just want to say one more thing. In other sports, it's not that way because you're not wearing pads. And if you have that attitude, you're going to hurt somebody or yourself.
What's funny is that's literally the attitude in that movie, The Blind Side. She's like, Michael, the other team is your family. You protect your blind side.
Right.
She's like, appeal to his familial instincts and he gonna protect the team.
They're your family and the other team.
They're going to hurt you, so you protect them.
Exactly.
That's so funny.
It's like, in football, they really tap into that like ancient, early Homo sapien tribal need for war. They're like, the other team is the enemy tribe and you're going to kill them.
People get hurt and sick
and
like concussions. Die at 40. That's so awful.
Oh yeah, the attitude. Well, that's the thing, the attitude around football. I never found it, because I always felt sports
conducive.
Was a good right I always felt sports was a good conduit to like getting my aggressive energy out and I just
focusing yourself, giving
football
you something
just jacked me up. I mean, in a bad way.
Right.
It made me like, it was just an angry sport full of angry people. And maybe there's better football teams or better coaches, but that was not my experience.
I'm sure that was your experience.
And and other sports were not like that for me.
I understand.
That makes sense. The camaraderie. I mean, in rugby, I'm going to tell you, but in rugby, when you're on the road, the other teams, they have a spaghetti dinner or a dinner where the other team's family cooks you food.
Because
they're all like, hey, if we're all going to get really hurt if we're assholes about this.
That's smart.
So they're all friends, you know?
And
you all
smart.
Drink together and party together. Football, you don't do that.
Ugh.
It's like enemy territory.
Gross.
There was even, I didn't play football that long, but or at all, barely. I think I did two practices, but I heard, I know a lot of people that have, and they, when you're in, even as like JV or freshman sports, when you're in the bus in other towns playing on the road, they'll like, this are traditions or whatever, they'll throw like food and shit at your bus when you're that's the charming. Enemy team. I'm like, dude, we're like 15.
That's charming. I think that's super appropriate. Yeah,
it's super healthy. And I think super healthy. I think it coerces a lot of really positive male it's attributes. So I think it brings out a lot of really positive masculinity it's out so in people. Absurd. Yeah. That's crazy. Nice. Fucking goons.
But anyway. I think you'd do better with a female director right. or not again. And it's not even that it's just female. I think it's just someone who's very conscious of the importance of words and the words that you choose and the words that you choose not to use and how you speak to someone and tact yeah. and making someone feel comfortable. And if you make someone feel comfortable, you're going to get the best from them.
That goes a long way with me. I have a question. I like this behavior, but it depends on what I'm going to ask you. When we talk about something, like what you just did, we had this whole conversation about football, and then you mm-hmm. were like, okay, but back to the female director thing. Did you listen to all of it, or was there still an interesting thing of you were course, interested? No, I'm actually asking.
Yes.
Like there was a part you still wanted to talk about. Right? Because you went all the way back to the director.
Because we're
thing.
On a podcast and I'm trying to keep us on track and that felt like a diversion and I don't really know how to move right. forward from that. But yes, if you're asking, okay. I don't know how to add on to that or build to that. So I'm just going right. back to something that we already started on. Right. That's why
there's the main line.
There's right. the main line. Cool. But yes, if you're asking me to repeat back what I just heard.
Oh,
yes.
No. I was just wondering if we were trying to go back.
I wasn't
to that.
Listening. I wasn't just listening for my turn to speak, if that's what you're asking.
No, I was wondering if you wanted to talk about the female director thing more. I do agree with you.
I mean, I guess we could. I mean, I.
Do you think should I feel that way?
What?
Like, do you should is that what? Should I? I mean, should I feel more comfortable? Are you saying that I shouldn't feel that way, or that's fine?
What?
You're like, I think you'd feel more comfortable with a woman director, which is true.
I don't think that's wrong or bad. I mean, it's just a little bit sad that you couldn't feel more comfortable with a male director.
Well, no, that's, first of all, we're just talking about, like, I feel different now at this age than I did at 18.
Yes, I know, but I'm talking about now. I'm talking about if in some alternate universe you were an actor and you had to go and do...
I feel a lot more comfortable with men these days. I think I could do it. Well, okay, I would feel more comfortable with a woman director.
I mean, honestly, you wouldn't. But I could do it still. You would have an intimacy. You would have an intimacy director. Sorry, you'd have an intimacy coordinator on set. Who most of them are women. There are men, but you probably.
I was like, I don't have a problem with men. But first of all, everyone has a preference.
I know you don't have a problem, but I think just in the reptilian part of your brain, there's a part of yourself that's just more willing to be vulnerable around women.
Yes. Yeah.
And that just is what it is.
Do you think? Yeah. That's do you okay. think that's most? Do you think that's most guys?
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Especially our age. Yes.
Well, first of all, I mean, what, do you feel 100% comfortable being really emotional around men? I mean, come on.
I mean, if you're asking me, do I feel more comfortable being emotionally right. vulnerable around women?
So it's not just my societal conditioning. No, men are shitty.
It's
not completely societal conditioning. I mean,
it totally is. That's why I feel more comfortable. I mean, yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, but you think it's reasonable to feel more emotionally comfortable around women? That's not just my toxic masculinity. I mean, there's a reason for that.
I go back and forth. I go back and forth between having really extreme views, which is just that, like, women are inherently better people because they're more predisposition to, like, be caring and open and put other people's needs first. And
also more intelligent.
And are just, like, more emotionally intelligent in general. Like, I go between views like that and then... And then I don't know. I go back and forth all the time. I don't really know where I stand with that. I just know that right now we are a product of our media and our society and the people around us and what we're seeing and what is reinforced. And that's just what I think at this stage right now.
Right.
And again, it doesn't help that I have also almost exclusively had shitty experiences on set, right? Because I'm an actress. I've almost exclusively had shitty experiences on set in emotionally vulnerable situations and scenes of a sexual nature with male directors. Unfortunately, it would be easier to say, like, oh, they were just a prick and were super shitty and were inappropriate and didn't take X, Y, or Z precautions. But I just think, like, these guys didn't know better, which is why you hire intimacy coordinators. Right. So I just, I have kind of a bad taste left in my mouth.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know that if I was a random guy listening to this podcast and I heard me talking to my girlfriend and saying, dude, women are just smarter and more emotionally mature.
Roll your eyes.
I would hear me say that and I'd be like, what a cuck piece of shit. If I heard me say that. But what I'm going to say is, if you look around, if anyone is listening and feels that way, if you think that women are not generally more emotionally intelligent than men, I mean, get your head out of the sand. Are you an ostrich? Are you an ostrich? Well, get your head out of the sand.
The thing about emotional intelligence is just, I think that women have the capability of acting in accordance to how their actions will affect others.
Yeah, we call that empathy. Or not empathy, right?
Yeah, what do you call, so it's emotional intelligence and empathy.
If
and,
I hit this person, then that'd suck. I don't want to be hit. So.
But I'm just saying, like, I think that women are like, hey, so I know that I want to do this action or this thing, and this will benefit me, but it means that I will be scarring someone else for life. I will be hurting someone, and that's just simply not an ethical way to live your life. I don't really think men live in accordance to that, which is why they end up hurting and damaging a lot of people, usually women. You can tell I'm not bitter or angry, but I just think that that happens a lot. And no, I am not open for criticism regarding this matter. You cannot change my mind.
About what? Change your mind about what?
About that subject matter, which again, I'm
just curious, which part are you saying you're firm on?
That women are like inherently better people than men. I am being hyperbolic for the sake of entertainment. But that's right. Just something I've been considering learning about, not really decided on, and I don't know. Anyways, what the fuck was I just saying?
Well, I mean, just to build on something you said, what's more unfortunate is that, like you said with the director on set, it's less that, like, men are inherently evil. It's just a cluelessness. It's like, and why that's sad is because you can tell, and me included, I'm not levitating above the rest of us, me included, that a lot of men weren't forced to develop these skills. So that's the sad part, that as a society, you're not forced to develop them. It's not that, you know what I mean? Because I feel like women are almost forced to develop those skills.
Well, yes.
Cooperative skills where it's like being a good person.
You usually develop, honestly, I think that, again, these are huge generalizations. There's so many people on the planet.
Right. But there's no other way to speak.
No other way to speak. And I know that there's obviously people who do not abide by this, but I just don't know. I go between being really fucking angry and sad, and then between just I don't know, doing my best to have a lot of empathy and compassion. Like, I don't think men are out here, you know what I mean, like, acting in ways that are, for example, like, really physically threatening to women. I just think they're a little clueless, and that's okay, and that's not a bad thing. And it just takes, like, I don't know, explaining.
That's what I'm saying, is that it doesn't come from a place of trying to be malicious or evil. Once again, I'm not taking myself out of this. I'm right in there with you. But it doesn't come from a place of being evil or malicious. It's a cluelessness.
Well, I know. So my point is that I've had to, I've had to really calm down and just not get so furious, because it seems so.
At what?
I think what happens is, girls get older, and then around their early 20s, they're like, hey, there's a lot of injustices that I'm noticing in this world. And the way that I'm going about dating and interacting with men my age, if you're, you know, heterosexual or bisexual or what have you, is there's such a disconnect in the way that I'm interacting and the way that men especially are acting, that will violate things that are really, like, that are big alarm bells for me. And men are like, I don't understand why she's acting like she's fucking scared of me. I don't understand why this is happening. I don't understand why it might be threatening if I do X, Y, or Z. Instead of being like, how do you not fucking understand, and just being blindingly furious? I don't know. I'm really doing my best to have more compassion and just try to, like, explain this. And I've had conversations with friends where, I don't know, they've just been very honestly confused, and there's no maliciousness, and there's no, like, you know, stupidity there. It's just, hey, let me just explain something to you. And I've had pretty good reactions from guys that I know and guys that I respect, and they've just said, huh, okay. Everyone's so angry right now. Women, we're so angry. We're so hurt right now. And it just can be this is such a departure from what we're talking about, but there's just so much anger and hurt right now. And I just feel like if we took the men in our life and we held their hands and we said, hey, I just want to talk to you about something, just something to consider. And in fact, I think if you consider this, you'll find that you're having better luck speaking to women and befriending women and dating women. And you're just gonna, and it just is such a, there's such a nice, I guess, cycle that will come from that. Does any of this make sense? I'm kind of rambling a little bit. Does any of this make sense?
Actually, it does. Well, I was going to say, I think me included, I think a lot of guys act in an ultimately self-serving way. So unfortunately, you have to, like, I think the thing is that if you listen to these things and you do these things, your life gets better. So you are acting in a self-serving way. So if you're like,
right.
What you're saying is that you'll start a positive cycle and your life will ultimately get better.
Yes, but my point is I think it's just a fact of life.
It's just like departure to call every man selfish. Just joking. Well, my point didn't make any sense.
I just think the reality is that I think men under the age of about 40 are generally pretty self-serving and don't generally consider how their actions affect others.
Most humans are self-serving.
Sure, but I think you'll
just find thought I'd snorkel. I thought I'd just throw in a little random.
Sure, but I think you'll definitely you'll definitely show a variant than that. But my and based on
variant gender, of Shailene Woodley
a variant based on gender. As I was saying, my point is that I think men will interact with women and won't understand why there's like such a discrepancy in their behavior. Like all, and I know this cause I've talked to people, like someone will say to me like, well, I acted in this way and she responded in a way that was super, super, like I wasn't understanding where she was coming from. And it's cause I think men look at women thinking that like we're socialized the same. So like an example of this would be like, why is it that if I asked a girl out and she can't just tell me no? Like, why is it she can't just be honest and tell me no? Like, have you ever heard guys say that? Like, why can't she just tell me no? Like, I can tell she's lying. I can tell she doesn't want to give me her number. Or I can tell just that she's blocking me. Or I can tell that she's, like, that she's lying by saying she's gay.
Or I can tell that she's leading me on.
Or I can tell that she's leading me on.
Leading me on is another one of those big myths.
That's so fucking gross. She's but that's a whole other thing. But, like, there's this frustration of, like, I'm asking a woman out, and she either seems offended that I'm asking her out, or she seems offended that I'm even pursuing her. Right. And, like,
it's
I don't know what the problem is.
It's that old, hi, I have a boyfriend trope.
Yes.
That old meme where it's like, hi, I have a boyfriend.
Exactly.
And it's like, I didn't ask, bitch.
Well, exactly. And it's and there's like such a discrepancy. And like, why are you acting so hostile towards me? And I just sort of gently have to explain like why women and men are socialized differently and what that means and how like we're living in two very different realities. So if you just sort of nicely explain that, I just feel like it opens up a world of just being a better human, interacting with people better, and in a self-serving way, getting better reactions.
Right.
And having better interactions and just being a better person and, you know, having the possibility of, like, actually maybe dating more.
Right. Plowing more.
You know, I just feel like there's a discrepancy in both perspectives. Nobody's evil. Nobody's hurting you on purpose. Nobody's trying to chase after you. Like, they're not considering that you're, like, immediately thinking he's going to murder and rape you. He actually just wants to talk to you. And if they just understood, I think there would be improvement. Yeah. Which, that's so general, I know.
No. But it's fine.
I just feel like compassion is kind of the answer.
Well, it's not just because I've felt this way, and there's no nice way to put it. The way I'm about to explain. And there's no nice way to put it. But what sucks is, as a guy, at least when you're young, you really feel this, or at least I did, and I think a lot of guys do, this, like, if we're really being honest with ourselves, it's this entitlement for a girl to like you. Like, you are gonna like me, you default are gonna like me unless I do something otherwise. So if I'm a nice guy and I pay for your thing and I do all the things and I'm not mean and not evil and I compliment you and I say you look good in the dress or whatever, then I get to have sex with you. The guys understand that if you make a mistake, then you don't get it. But what guys are like, I am liked until proven not liked.
Well, here's the thing,
though. You know what I'm trying to say? Guys, like, it's this entitlement to being liked. Well, I did everything right.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Why can't I have sex with you? I did everything right.
But here's the thing, though. What's really depressing is that I just gave this whole sermon about how, like, I don't think that young men are... I don't know. I just gave this sermon about how I was like, if we just had more compassion and we just like tried to explain to, and we just like, you know, tried to very nicely explain like what the difference was and how women view the world and why it's different than you, then you would get better results. But you just straight up said like, oh yeah, men just go into it with these expectations of like, fuck now.
But here's the thing.
So fucking blindingly angry and disgusted
your explanation, it has helped me think differently. Even when I was 19 and a little rat piece of shit, it still helped me think.
A hairy feminist when I fucking tried to explain this shit to you when I was 20.
Well, the problem is that when I was 19, I didn't have any real thoughts. My only goal ever was to have fun. So if you were like a man-hating Republican woman, then I would have been a hairy feminist too. Anything mm-hmm. to be the opposite, anything to instigate. So that's why it sucks. People are like, Lucas, I want to have a real conversation with you, and they never quite know what I think.
It's crazy because
I was never serious. And uh-huh. I understand that's annoying, and when you're trying to have a real conversation. Anyway, what I was saying was, I still think the reason I said that thing about guys is that's where I think most guys are coming from default. It's, well, if I don't do anything wrong, you're gonna like me. How come you don't like me?
Okay, but then so that then makes me want to literally murder every man ever.
No, because so no, fucking I'm not gross. Saying guys aren't open to learning or listening, but that's where what you just talked about. Guys are capable of knowing this, but the problem is nobody, their dad, nobody sits them down and explains this stuff to them.
That's so fucking gross.
I know. And that's, imagine but then, as but then a
that
girl.
Literally, but then that literally makes me want to just throw myself out a window.
See, it's not their fault. It's not my fault.
But just hearing that makes me literally never want to speak to anyone ever.
I know, it's shitty, right?
Because that's so fucking gross. And that's literally why girls get murdered because they turn guys down for prom dates. It's a real fucking thing that's happened.
The thing. There's
three actual instances of that happening.
I'm sure there's way more than three.
I mean, just on record.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I want to specify a detail. What I'm not saying that every guy thinks they're entitled to have sex with every woman. Mm. What I am saying is that every guy is thrown by a girl not liking them if they don't make any mistakes. So if I'm, I guess that is what I'm saying. Every guy is like, well, I didn't do anything wrong.
You're ugly and unimpressive.
The default position is girls will like me. That's the default position. Now, guys understand that if I hit you or I'm really poor or I'm mean, then that can fluctuate. But the default stance is I'm entitled
but
to have
sex. But that literally never want to.
Isn't that crazy?
You just basically erased my whole... I don't even want to try to explain to somebody who's coming in with that mindset.
What I'm saying is that guys will, this is something that I think, I'm not, this does not cancel out listening, the fact that this is the default position.
Okay.
Guys you care about and guys that care about you will listen. Because here's also what I'm saying. There's a way, this does not cover your brain as a guy completely. Meaning like, this doesn't blind you. It's fine. So what I'm saying is that this is still interesting, and guys are capable of self-reflection and thinking about shit. Are you kidding? I mean, you know, if I can do, I'm like a bad infomercial. If I can do it, anyone can do it. But seriously, for a long time, I was like the most fucking, you know, I wasn't like a huge douchebag, but I was certainly, and I thought I was like so smart and enlightened. I really was like,
I mean, you were
very,
super selfish, and you've hurt selfish. A lot of people in the process of you.
I know.
Just doing what you
so
want to do.
So for a while, I had myself up on this pedestal above other guys. Like I'm such an understanding feminist liberal. I'm so smart and aware. And really, in a lot of ways,
that's called a pick-me guy.
As a guy, I was like the most. I was just another.
You know that's a pick-me guy, right? You know that's what that is.
I was doing
like,
it.
Women are like I am. Oh, I'm so suspect of men who call themselves feminists.
I never call myself a feminist.
I know.
But in retrospect, I had a bunch. Here's the real thought is I'm such an evolved man.
I know. So I'm
such
very,
an evolved guy.
Very suspect of men who, the first tier are men. I mean, the worst of all is men who call themselves that on like a public platform. Like if you have made a popular TikTok and you're calling yourself a feminist.
Yeah.
Ooh,
get the fuck out of here.
You for sure like have beat every woman you've ever touched for
so terrible.
You for sure raped someone. Absolutely. Like, oh my
guys
god.
Guys who call
I'm
themselves
so
feminists.
Wary.
Take a fucking hike.
Oh my god.
Take a fucking hike.
There's a very nice SNL skit about that. Actually, it's perfect. It's like Cecily Strong sitting in a bar and she's wearing a t-shirt that's like obviously a feminist t-shirt, and it's her, like, waiting, and she calls up her friend. She's like, hey, Andrea, like, I'm sitting at the bar, you know, I'll be here, but, like, hurry, because there's a bunch of guys around, and, like, I don't want to talk to anybody, but I'll see you soon. And, of course, a guy walks up, and he's like, oh, I love that shirt, that's great, like, you know, I would definitely consider myself a feminist. She's like, oh, awesome, yeah, me too, obviously. And he's like, so, you know, do you want to go out sometime? And she very nicely says, like, no, I'm not interested, but thank you so much. And then in a dime, it goes, but I fucking told you I was a feminist! Right. Come on, please blow me! Like, ugh! Right. And, of course, the whole skit is, like, four men walk up to her, all have some, like, variation of, like, feminist theory, and she just very nicely says, no, I'm not interested. And then in a fucking second.
See what I mean?
Oh, my God. That's so gross.
That's what I was saying earlier. I said the right thing.
Yeah.
Why? I don't understand. So the default is that you like me. So I said the right thing. I don't get it.
Well, but that's... But what's funny is that you would say shit like that to me. I was like, I really like this guy.
I've never said I was a feminist.
I know that, but I could tell, even knowing you when we were wee babies, that you...
Well, I thought I was evolved.
Yeah, I was like, this guy definitely thinks that he's evolved.
In a lot of ways, I was. In a lot of ways, I was not.
So you mean like a person?
Yeah, like a person. There were some ways where I was extremely mature and extremely beyond my years. Sure. There were some ways.
Some.
But not in all the ways.
Not that many. But
not in my behavior. the connection I didn't make is that you are what you do. So no matter how much in my head I thought I was evolved,
Channing Tatum's smart. Character in Magic Mike would disagree with you.
Right. But you know what I mean, though? I would do all the stuff that would categorize me as a fuckboy, but in my head, I would convince myself that I wasn't. So in my head, sitting around, I'd be like, I'm such an evolved man. I'm such a smart man. But then what I would do is I would do the same shit that I mean, judge everybody else for.
I guess this is a little personal, but you and I talked about this a few days ago, where I basically said, like, hey, I don't feel badly about this, but, like, by definition and by, like, textbook examples, the shit that you would do when we were a lot younger was, like, by definition, fuckboy shit. And you were like, no, it wasn't. I was like, no. It was. And then I laid out the examples. I was like, oh my God, if I Urban Dictionaried fuckboy, this would be four prime examples of shit that you would do.
But sometimes things are a bad read. You can't just say things on paper, and sometimes context is important.
Sure, but the context was, I mean, come on.
The context actually makes it sound worse.
I'm just saying, like, you did 20-year-old fuckboy shit.
Yeah.
Yep. And, you know, I hung around. No, I'm getting older. It's partly my fault.
Well, either way.
I mean, actually, a lot of it was my fault.
I'm just saying that people are, just because these things might be true, people are still open to listening.
Yeah.
And self-reflection.
Yes.
I'm not condemning every man to die because of this.
God, I said so many things, and I was like, well, but then I have to clarify what I meant by this, but then I'm, I don't know.
What do you mean?
I said a lot of sweeping generalizations that I
just now
sort of mean, but also don't mean, but then
it's a podcast, it's a conversation.
I know. It's just tricky. And I try to stand by everything that I say, but also
entertainment, baby. Yeah, it's a podcast. This is entertainment.
I know. We're performing. I'm just saying like, I try to mean what I say.
Right.
I think words
matter. But also, just so you know, you're allowed on a podcast. We're performing.
Yeah, I know.
This is a performance. The second we stop hitting record, we're not going to be like this.
Yes, I know.
So.
But yeah, I mean what I say. I mean what I say.
Yeah.
Anyways, the 50 Shades of Grey.
Really good. Anyway, let's watch that two-headed girl fucking...
No.
Face each other. Two heads. There was no warning. Really? There was no warning. Two fucking heads popped up and faced each other and, like, went, hi. And, like, nobody
Hi,
said
Brianna.
Shit.
Hi,
yeah.
I'm
Taylor.
Brunella.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I'm Brunella. I think we have a cheese in the fridge. It's called Brunella.
Brunella.
Yeah.
You know?
Anyway, I don't know that guys. You know, but what? You know, it would suck though. I have made fun of guys that call themselves feminists in front of you, and you have defended them to high heaven. I've said that's lame for years.
I mean,
that's lame.
I should clarify, and maybe this is really, maybe this is shitty, but I don't believe. I think I would only believe a man if he said he was a feminist, like, probably over the age of 35 or
gay.
Over the age of 40. No, gay men are very misogynistic.
Damn.
They are.
Well, that's what I mean. But you didn't address it. I've made fun of guys who call themselves feminists for years.
Because the men that we've talked about are usually, like, 23-year-old white kids with, like, moppy heads on TikToks. Like, you're not a feminist. Okay.
I made fun of Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I called him a fag.
Yeah, I think he's a great example of
I regret that.
Believe.
I shouldn't use that word.
He's a lot older.
Right.
I believe him. And he also actively, like, does shit to work towards causes.
No, but a long time ago, I was talking about how lame it was when guys say that, and you were defending guys saying that.
I mean, so I'm clarifying. I think it is lame. I don't really believe you if you're under a certain age,
so frankly. I just want to emphasize that you agree with me now.
Yes, I think there's an ulterior motive that is insidious.
Agreed.
Okay.
There was a time when I would say that, yes, and you said I was being shitty.
I mean, you were being kind of
shitty. I might have been. I was being shitty, but I was also right.
And that language is shitty, but like...
Agreed. But the sentiment was right.
But again, I'm clarifying, like, I believe all men, believe all women.
Hashtag believe all men.
Hashtag believe all men. Hashtag I believe...
All beliefs matter.
I'll believe a man if he's over a certain age, which maybe that's shitty, but...
I mean, but here's the thing. I've always, this is where I've thought I was pretty damn smart. I have always looked at guys saying they're feminist like a white person saying they're in the NAACP. You can align yourself with the cause and you can do everything right, but I'm not a black person. So at best, I'm in a gross word. I'm an ally.
But a feminist is literally somebody who just believes that women deserve equality.
Which they're honestly, me and my best friend in the world, we talked about this. There shouldn't be a word for that.
I know, it should just be.
That's
but
just being. There's not a word for not a child molester. Yeah, I know, but
there
molester.
Are actually people who believe that women are the equivalent to children. And well,
a lot of women think that.
That's my point. Okay, I know, but that's just bad marketing. That's just, I mean, and honestly.
I was just saying that's shitty.
I know, but I'm just saying that, like, I asked my mom if she was a feminist, and she was like, no. And it's because when you think of feminist, you think of, like, you think of the extremist.
Man-hating. And
yeah, but the shitty part is like, but this is the case for every activist. When you think of feminists, you think of the women who were like in Congress trying to oh my God, focusing on the stupidest, tiniest things when there's bigger issues at hand.
Right, right.
Like you, but of course.
Like leaving the toilet seat up.
Well, there's women who believe that the international sign for bathroom, which features a woman wearing a dress, is like,
yeah, I know,
like that's your crusade.
Yeah, you're gonna die on that
course,
one.
But of course, that shit's gonna get on the cover of Time magazine. It's outrageous.
Right.
And that's what people think of when they think of feminists, and that's not it.
Or like breastfeeding in public.
Exactly.
Like, that's like, dude.
That's just not it. And it's the same. And it's the same people who are like trans rights activists who. I don't know. There's just some really ridiculous, outrageous people who just fucking muddy the waters for people who are actually doing work and actually fighting the good fight. And it's just ridiculous and absurd. But that's just so lame. Just so
you know
awful.
Who those people are? You have too much fucking time on your hands.
That's my
You're
point.
Worried about the fucking the skirt white
that's
thing
my
on the
point.
Sign. I actually heard a real point that people had a problem with the sign because it's a white person on the sign.
You got too much time on
and
your hands.
I was
hands.
Like, dude, you got too much time in your hands.
There's bigger issues at hand.
What are you doing?
Well, that's my point.
Read a book.
That's my point. So when people think of feminism, they think of really radical, stupid, dumb shit like that. And when people think of trans rights activists, they think of, like, I don't know, that one trans rights activist who's, like, openly a pedophile. Like, just people that are really just, again, muddying the waters and making it so that people think that is a ridiculous cause. And it's just unfortunate, and it just is. It's really, really holding back important movements and important things that need to be happening. So I get it. I understand it. When I was 17, was like, now I'm not a feminist. Like, and of course, I'm openly a feminist now, but I just didn't understand, and people don't understand, and that's okay.
Well, do you know why other people choose those causes to take up and why there's a passion about it? I really think that
the stupid little ones,
that are as you put it, muddying up the waters, because it is an easy problem to focus on. Because if you're going to complain about massive breaches of female rights in like other countries, that's a really, really intense, big concept.
That
people literally go to Harvard and write dissertations on. So me and you sitting in a bar are going to fix it. But you know what? An easy thing to argue about is the fucking sign on the door. So it's an easier cause to champion, and it doesn't take actual education, so everybody can just sit around and say that they're an activist by caring about something stupid and meaningless. So it's easy.
It's just, I know, but it's just so awful.
No, it's terrible. It's
tragic.
So time wasting.
It really just is so damaging. It's just awful. It makes me so
lame.
Sad if I think about it.
The people who, black out their Instagram profile picture. Remember do you remember
the
when
black
the Paris
square,
thing
go
happened?
Fuck yourself.
Or where the people would put the Paris flag filter over their stupid picture?
Yeah.
And it was like,
well, yeah, it's whatever, the same blue people who've posted the blacks that blackout. It's the it's the laziest fucking You're doing fucking thing.
Less than nothing.
It's so lazy. And then what's I go onto people's profiles, like especially celebrities, and they still have the black square up.
Oh, I know. Well, that's like, their publicist for sure telling them to do that. I mean,
but like you basically just advertise that that's all that you're gonna do.
Right. Yeah, like you do that, now you're done.
And now you're still advertising that you posted the black square. Well, you know what?
It's your life. If you don't, you can choose what you want to care about and not. But like, you can't like dip your toe in and then be like, I did it.
Either say something or not. But at the same time, I've bitched you about my favorite people on the internet are the your silence is deafening people.
Oh yeah, the professionally outraged.
You just can't win.
Your silence is deafening.
That's my least
favorite. Oh my God, that's such a horrible thing to say.
It's such a traumatizing, horrible thing to say, and I will.
Your silence is deafening.
Fucking fuck you.
Yeah.
Fucking
fuck you. So terrible.
Well, God.
At least this was a really light.
Yeah.
You know what? It's a real conversation.
All I wanted to talk about was the first 50 Shades movie and how I feel like the director was slandered.
was that line. I'm 50 Shades of Fucked Up. Was that in the book, too?
Yes.
I thought they wrote that shit line for the movie.
No.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, no. No. Make no mistake. And I this is every single line in that movie that you're like, ooh, that sounds ridiculous, was taken from the book.
Written by our girl, Emily.
Emily? You mean Erica?
E.L. James?
E.L. James is Erica.
Right.
I think maybe next time we'll have to talk about why 50 Shades is not the movie that you all think it is. It is not the...
It's actually more to it.
There's... I feel so... I'm sure this is not going to surprise any of you, but I have read the original fan fiction, which was called Master of the Universe.
And you read the book, the novel itself.
I did not purchase the book because I don't know... I mean, I don't know why. I just don't need to do that. The fan fiction is literally exactly the same as the book that they published. It made no edits whatsoever. I'm not bitter. It's fine. But my point is that I read the books because I was, 17 at the time. And why not? And, why not? And I don't know. I feel like people thought that the movies were just gobbledygook. But, like, they brought on this really incredible, like, indie director named Sam Taylor Johnson. And they really tried to make the movie more than people thought it was going to be, which was just some like gross like sex book. And they really tried, I don't know, I really feel like they tried to make something like a piece of art. Maybe art is a little bit of a stretch, but they really, I don't know, I can tell the sincerity behind what they tried to do with the movie, and it didn't quite work because E.L. James is a fucking cunt, and she was like, I'm going to make my shitty movie my shitty way, because she was a TV producer before she wrote 50 Shades. Anyways, I could talk about it for a while, and I have with you, and I'm sure everyone's like, oh, that's interesting. Anyways, I think, do you want to wrap up?
Yep. We're watching the cat chase this laser. We bought this automatic laser.
I bought this automatic laser. She bought an automatic laser. Got it off TikTok.
And it's shaped like a cat.
And it's this little laser that just, I'm basically just too lazy to play with an actual laser toy.
It's an automatic, it goes along the ground and chases it.
For 15-minute intervals, and, because I noticed that she was over-grooming her tummy, so her tummy's a little bit bare. And
which happens when cats get bored, I guess.
Cats get depressed.
Right.
And then they over-groom.
If their hunting instincts aren't activated, right?
Essentially.
It's like a stalking thing.
Essentially, so look at her go. Yeah, so we're
she's really into it this time.
Yeah. So she's playing, and hopefully she'll, I won't have to give her an SSRI, and she'll be okay.
Do SSRIs for cats actually exist?
No. I think you just have to play with them like a good
parent. I think you meant an SSRI, like, that's an antidepressant. Oh, you're joking.
Yeah, that's literally, that was
a little funny.
You got it.
You hit me with a funny.
You got it. That's a zinger.
All right. Can we wrap up?
Definitely.
Okay. Have a good one.
We'll see you in the outro. Thank you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Is this episode 13?
14.
I was like, it's an unlucky number. I can't believe I didn't make that joke the last time.
Lucky 13. 14. Our podcast is officially in the teens.
Okay.
Early puberty. Around, this is the number where I started to get a beard.
You started to get a beard at 14?
Mm-hmm.
And you also became real tall too, right?
Yeah, from like... No, I grew actually taller before then.
creepy.
Like 12 to 14. I'll bet 14. All the girls
loved you. They were like, I don't want to fuck these 4'9" midgets. They're so much as a tall ginger.
Everyone wanted to fuck the 4'9" midget, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, maybe if you had more of a pleasant personality.
Actually, yeah. In my middle school, the Subaru equivalent of human being were the popular ones.
Yeah.
Not the smart, tall, cool sports guys.
Thin ones.
Not like me. Well, I wasn't. No, I was fat.
That's my point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they like the thin little Subaru equivalent of people.
All right, guys.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you so much for listening. You know what to do. Like, subscribe. You can leave us a review if you feel so inclined and you value us at all. We're on Instagram at Power Dynamic Pod. Our host handles are in the bio. And we will be... we're not going to have merch coming out soon, but I like that idea.
Love merch.
If you guys, what kind of merch would you want hypothetically?
Honestly, it would be Power Dynamic merch on a shirt where it would just be like, it would be a boss talking down condescendingly to his subordinate and like sexually harassing a woman, and they would just say Power Dynamic.
Yeah, that's nice. You can sit on your nose, I think.
Right here?
Right there, I think.
Yeah, I know.
I'll get it later.
Thanks. All right. All right, see you guys at 15.
See ya.